Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We just had a segment within the break on college football coaching hiring and that ridiculous cycle and where it's going. Maybe we'll bring that back for the rest of you who are joining us here on Bet Sweats a little bit later when we look at some Monday college football market moves here inside Bet Sweats every weekday, 9 a.m. to noon Eastern, live coast to coast on the BetMGM network. Chris Mack with you alongside PJ Glasser, in for Joe O and Sammy P today. Jason LaConfora of Inside Access in Baltimore. And of course, our very own Countdown to Kickoff joining us at the top of the hour. 20 minutes from now, we'll get some things off our chest. And I have several things, being a Pittsburgher and a Steelers fan that you could imagine I need to get off my chest with the case of the Mondays. But PJ, there's Monday Night Football. The weekend is not over in the NFL, and it's been a wild weekend as we talked about to start the show. Monday Night Football tonight in San Francisco, Santa Clara, the Niners host Carolina. The Panthers, 7-point dogs. Total sits at about 49.5. Panthers are riding a three-game road winning streak for what it's worth. These are two middle-of-the-pack defenses statistically. The Niners more susceptible to the run than the pass. The Panthers more susceptible to the pass than the run. Carolina, for what it's worth, their offense has found something since Rico Dowdle took over as their number one back. They are top 10 rushing offense in the league now. The Niners, despite missing Brock Purdy most of the year, have been top five in the league in passing. So Mac Jones kept the seat warm. Brock Purdy has come back in, and now it's an opportunity for San Francisco to solidify their playoff positioning in a crowded NFC West, but also an opportunity for the Panthers, who are sitting right there on the edge of the NFC playoff picture.
It's a massive game. It absolutely is. I mean, Carolina, as crazy as it is, not only are they battling for the wild card, Chris, but especially now with this Baker Mayfield injury, I mean, they are absolutely live to win that division against Tampa. They still have to play them twice this season. So, I mean, if you're a Panthers fan, things right in front of you, and this is a massive game tonight against San Francisco, and I think it's a great litmus test for us to see Carolina, right? I mean, you take away the Green Bay win. They played Buffalo at home. They got smoked. Other than that, their last few wins have come against Miami, Dallas, when that defense was atrocious, the Jets. They had that overtime win against the Falcons. So they've had a relatively easy schedule. But man, does it get tough here over the final 6 weeks, because they got to play three of the four NFC West teams, San Fran tonight, then they got to play the Rams, then they got to play the Seahawks later in the season, those two games against Tampa, and then a road trip against the Saints. So their schedule gets much harder. You brought up the fact that they have won three straight road games, and I think that's a little misleading because Carolina is always a team that I am looking to fade on the road. I feel like they are way better at home than they are on the road. Bryce Young plays way better at home than he does on the road. So their last three road wins have come against the Jets, where that was a 13-6 game, one of the ugliest games you'll ever see. Packers game was just as ugly. That was 16-13. I think that was more about the Packers than it was about Carolina. Bryce Young had 102 passing yards in that game. And then the overtime game against Atlanta. Atlanta is really the only building, Chris, I think year to year, where Bryce Young plays well on the road. You know, like every quarterback kind of has that team or that stadium they play well at. And for Bryce, it's usually Atlanta. So now going on the road to San Francisco, where Shanahan and the Niners are normally really good in prime time, especially at home, I could only look towards the Niners tonight. So I think obviously you got him early in the week, 6.5. That's a great bet. If you can still get him at 7, I think that's a good bet. But I would think more so this is a Niners blowout than it is Carolina keeping it close or pulling off an upset.
Yeah, it's shifted to 7.5 just about everywhere now this morning, so including at BetMGM. So I actually look at this as an opportunity for the Panthers to – and Bryce Young, you know, people use this term as a pejorative all the time. I don't think it's a bad thing in the case of Bryce Young. Has become a bit of a game manager. Do not ask him to do too much. Do not put him in a position where the game has to be on his shoulders. And they are lucky enough to have found a bit of a breakout in Rico Dowdle this year. I think given that San Francisco is slightly more susceptible on the ground than through the air on defense, it does open the possibility of Carolina keeping this somewhat close. I will say, if San Francisco gets a 2-score lead or more at any point, this thing probably does blow open and become the route that you're talking about. I think if Carolina can carefully manage this game, though, if we don't get a George Kittle breakout, then there's an opportunity for Carolina to cover that 7.5. I wouldn't have been as in on it at 7 as I am at 7.5. This has the feeling of maybe a 27-20 kind of game. I don't know if Carolina can put up that many points on the road, despite the 30 they scored in Atlanta last week. That's against a Falcons defense that has been ish. I'm cringing right now at best. But I would probably tend, if I had to pick a side in this one, to lean Carolina now that that extra hook is on there at 7.5. But I do acknowledge that the blowout possibility is there.
Definitely is. I think another way you can play this game, Chris, especially because we have the three games on Thursday, so people don't have to wait as long. You can take the Niners in a teaser if you want. You know, yeah. You got some good teaser legs on Thanksgiving Day. You can tease the Ravens down to -1 against the Bengals if you want. You can tease Dallas up to 9.5 against the Chiefs, or you can tease Green Bay up to +9. I think there are going to be a lot of attractive teasers that people roll with. I think also the Black Friday game, the Bears and the Eagles, can tease the Eagles down to -1 too, coming off the loss. So I think I'm going to probably end up doing that, put in a Niners-Eagles teaser. Those would probably be my two favorites, I think, because it does feel like a really good teaser leg. And again, you brought it up at the start of the show. I mean, really, the story of the week has been the favorites have won, but they haven't covered. So if you feel like this is going to be another one of those games, then certainly a teaser might be a nice look. Yeah, obviously still wish it was at 7 and you could tease it down to 1 and still maybe the 1.5 and San Francisco wins by 1, but I still think at 1.5 you're good. So if you don't want to lay the points, San Fran teaser, especially with all these games that you have coming up Thursday and then the one on Friday, I think that could be another way to go about it too.
That's not a bad look at all to combo this up with a couple of those Thursday games as well. And like you said, not have to wait too long to have it cash if it does. Let's look at some of the player props inside this game on Monday Night Football. Any numbers that jump out to you that you say, okay, I absolutely love one side or the other on that player prop?
So the first prop that jumped out to me was Bryce Young to throw an interception was like -125. I like that. I like that play a lot. I thought the juice just should have been higher on that. The total's 49.5, And I think Carolina is going to have a tough time getting stops on the Niners offense. They looked good last week with Purdy back in the mix. So I think the Niners are going to be able to score. You talked about Bryce being a game manager. That's certainly what Carolina wants to do. And they definitely want to run the ball with Dowdle, but I think their hand's going to be forced a little bit in this game to maybe throw it more than they want. So Bryce to throw an interception was the first thing that jumped out at me. I kind of also like Tet McMillan's receptions. Over 5.5 at +120 with the injuries that the Niners have, especially to that front four, no Bosa, no Mykal Williams, no Fred Warner in the middle of the field. They just don't get after the quarterback. So Bryce should have some time to make plays in this game. And if he does, I mean, he's looking for his rookie wide receiver. So McMillan over 5.5 receptions. I like that we're getting that at +120. I think that's probably the way to go. If you want to look at the yardage as well, I don't think that's terrible. His numbers at 62.5. So I think he goes over on both of those. I think this is a big Tet McMillan game. But I getting that reception number 5.5 +120. Those were a couple things that jumped out at me.
Yeah, he's had at least half a dozen targets in all but two games this year, including the last four. So a Tet McMillan look is probably not a bad idea there. The one that jumped out to me, even though if this does get away from Carolina, they will be throwing the ball more, is Bryce Young's passing yardage number at 204.5. He's only cleared that number twice this year in 10 games. So even if they're down big early and throwing the ball a good bit, maybe the Niners go into a little bit of a softer zone because they're up by multiple scores. I'm not betting on Bryce Young to hit that number. So that was one that caught my eye. And then Christian McCaffrey's receiving yardage total at 43.5 is conspicuously low, in my opinion. He's hit that number 9 times in 11 games this year, and the only two he missed were 40 and 43 receiving yards, respectively. So it feels like a good opportunity against this Carolina defense for Christian McCaffrey to be maybe even more of a receiving threat than a rushing threat tonight.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I like that. I mean, McCaffrey as a receiver has just been ridiculous. So, like, his receptions over is never a bad look. I wonder, too, Chris, you know, when we saw the Niners play last, it was that game against Arizona where Jacoby Brissett had 47 completions, right? He was 47 for 57 in that game. And again, it's because the Niners don't have a pass rush, and Arizona was like, I mean, if Brissett's not getting bothered, we might as well just throw it and have him complete it. And he was doing that. So you were mentioning the yards for Bryce Young. His completions is at 20.5. I also kind of am interested in the longest pass completion at 32.5 as well for Bryce Young. You mentioned he's only gone over 200 yards twice, so he really doesn't throw too many explosive plays. But because the weather is going to be great out in Santa Clara, because you're not going to be dealing with much of a pass rush, I think Bryce throws it deep a couple times tonight, or maybe even just a screen to Dowdle or something to his receiver, and they break it for a big play. So I never usually bet or even consider Bryce Young longest pass completion over, but I don't think tonight's a bad night to do it. You know, maybe like Arizona saw something in the film against San Francisco where with all these injuries now, teams, even when they want to run the football, they're just going to see an advantage that they just want to sit back and just throw a bunch against this defense.
Yeah, that's a good look as well. The other one, one final player prop that jumped out to me, PJ, was George Kittle's lined at 54.5 receiving yards. In the five full games that he's played, he's hit that twice, but both of them came in each of the last 2 weeks. It feels like Kittle is fully shaken off the rust after coming back from the injury and having a couple of quiet games, a very quiet game against the Falcons, very quiet game against the Texans. It feels like he's all the way folded back into the Niners offense, especially now with Purdy back. Not that Mac Jones wasn't going to throw him the ball in 9 targets against the Rams a few weeks ago, but it feels like 67 yards on 6 targets for 6 catches last week, 84 yards on 9 targets for 9 catches the week before in that loss to the Rams, with Kittle sitting at just 54.5 receiving yards. I mean, with Kittle, you could clear that in the first half.
Yeah, he could. You know, Kittle in these primetime games, always a good bet. I'm probably going to bet him first touchdown tonight, you know, bet him to score a touchdown, something in that neighborhood. So it'll be interesting who San Francisco gets involved. I mean, they had Mac Jones as a quarterback for a bunch of the season, and really the game plan was just force feed McCaffrey. Now that they're starting to get healthier, now that Purdy's back, I'm interested to see what the game plan is for the Niners tonight. Also, like the divisional race now in the NFC South, Chris, so Tampa's still -375 to win the division. And Baker Mayfield got hurt last night. His arm was in a sling. Carolina's +300. Obviously, if they win tonight, I mean, that line's going to shrink severely. But they still have 2 more meetings. So would you make a bet on Carolina at 3-1? Do you still like Tampa? Even if Teddy has to play a couple weeks for the Bucs, where are you on this NFC South division?
I think the injuries have piled up. The pile of injuries is getting too high, almost insurmountable for the Bucs at this point, right? If Mayfield has to miss time, we have no idea when and if Bucky Irving may be back. Not that they haven't been able to find other avenues in the run game, but it feels like Ibuka or bust on offense for the Bucs at this point. And I love Ibuka. He was my offensive rookie of the year pick before the year, but I just don't know if that's enough. Egbuka and Tez Johnson and Cade Otton to carry this offense with Teddy Bridgewater leading it. So it's not a bad look because, like you said, if Carolina were able to pull off the upset tonight, you're right. That number's going to dive, I would think. 3-1, still pretty good. And if you think that Bryce Young can manage football games well enough down the stretch, they've still got, like you said, the Bucs twice. They've got the Saints on the schedule. They do have some difficult defenses, though. Rams, they've got to face the Seahawks still. So yeah. I don't know if I'd dive in all in on that, but it's worth taking a look depending on how Carolina performs tonight.
I honestly think you probably wait because Carolina probably loses this game tonight. They probably lose against the Rams as well. And even if they're just 2 games back, again, as long as they stay 2 games back, they control their destiny for the division. You just win both of those games against the Bucs. I think you wait. You might even get a better price. And then you just brought up Carolina's schedule. Tampa's is pretty favorable. They have 3 straight home games, Arizona, New Orleans, and Atlanta after this one, or after that Rams game last night. And they play Carolina 2 of the final 3 weeks of the season. So Baker can miss 2 or 3 games. They get them right for those final couple games against Carolina. So I understand why the price is what it is, but I might just wait and maybe we can get the Panthers at like 6-1 or something to win the division.
Coming up next, plenty of complaints to go around after a weekend like that. PJ and I get some things off our chest. The case of the Mondays next on Bet Sweats.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.